Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
You could see through all of this fucking bullshit.
You're not breaking any new ground by posting a picture of your fucking grilled chicken breast.
I don't like it. At all.
And it just fucking irks the shit out of me. Oh. Do you realize that if you're not on any social media for like a week, nobody, and I mean nobody, will give a fuck.
Ugh. Like I said before, I don't want to fucking tap my foot when I'm buying a pair of fucking pants.
You motherfucker. Ugh. It's not life or death, it's lunch or dinner. Remember that.
God damn it. How fucking aggravating. I remember this one, do you? Good for you. Nobody gives a shit. Ooh. Whoa. Yuck. Ugh. Welcome to the Jim Florentine, Everybody is Awful podcast on Barstool Sports. May 7th and 8th, I'll be in Las Vegas at the Plaza downtown, Comedy Works Comedy Club. May 14th, 15th, Comedy Connection, Providence, Rhode Island. All dates are up on jimflorentine.com. Any kind of Everybody is Awful merchandise, go to barstoolsports.com website. Look up the merchandise, and Everybody is Awful t-shirts and sweatshirts are in there, too, if you're interested. Florentine at barstoolsports.com is the email to send any shit you see out there. All right. Awful Facebook post is the podcast this week. I have a couple of emails to get through first. We'll do a couple of Facebook jokes. I always want to start the podcast off with some funny humor, get people in the mood, and then we'll move on. But Lucas sent me an email. He said, Jim, is your Alzheimer's kicking in? You repeated the same emails on like five different podcasts. Might want to come up with some kind of filing system so you don't keep repeating yourself like an old man. I get it, though. So many of these narcissistic douchebag Facebook posts and dating profiles to get featured on the show probably start to blend in after a while. Yeah, I don't know. Look, I'll get an email. I'll go, this would be good for the podcast. I read it. Then I delete it. It goes into the, you know, the garbage. And then 30 days later, it's gone. If somebody sends in the same email about the same thing, which could be out there because everybody's on the lookout, then a couple of weeks later, two or three weeks later, I might not remember that same email. Yeah, like you said, there's a lot of shit out there. No filing system could decipher and put all this stuff in the right order. I can't go back and look to make sure I didn't say this on this person lying about their kid from 5 weeks ago. But whatever, if I say it over again, I say it over again. It's not the end of the world. But yeah, I mean, maybe I should have a big filing system, but I don't. I just do the shit and get it over with, move on, kind of off the cuff. Whatever happens, happens. I'd rather not be organized because then it's going to sound stale. I like being all over the place, not knowing what I'm going to end, how the podcast is going to end or any of that stuff. If I have 10 that I'm trying to get to, I might only get to three or four Facebook posts this. Plus, I don't know. I just have them just in case, and then when I'm done, I'm done. I like working like that, but he also says, Lucas, in the podcast, in an email, all busting balls aside, I might only notice because I've been listening to your show all day at work for the past few weeks and really enjoy it. It's a nice relief from all this bullshit of the modern world. Even some of your fellow comics, including the ones that fall in the edgy category, start to annoy me with their attempts to be up on pop culture bullshit and hip slang that younger dipshits like to use now. I enjoy the fact that you've embraced being an angry old curmudgeon that isn't trying to be cool and calls out the nonsense. Keep it up, Lucas. Yes, I do embrace it. I've never changed. I never wavered. I do what's fucking funny. And yeah, I'm not going to just go, I got to do this to be hip. I got to say these words to be hip. I got to say this. And I hate that I'm even up on any kind of pop culture. that anything comes across me. When I had to talk about The Weeknd or whatever, doing the Super Bowl halftime show, I had to research him because I never heard one song from him. I never even heard of him, which is good. I noticed that Billie Eilish chick out there, you know, that 18-year-old female Kurt Cobain, all depressed or whatever, 17 different hair colors. That's a little on my radar, but I don't need to feel that. I just like what I like. I've liked the same shit since I was a kid. The Miami Dolphins, the San Francisco Giants, heavy metal, and girls. That's it. And I've still liked the same shit. I'm still listening to the same stuff from the fucking... So, yes, I don't follow trends. I don't give a shit. And it's a lot easier being that way when you don't have to go, what's the next thing I need to know? What's the next thing I need to do? Well, thank you for calling me an angry old curmudgeon. Look, if anyone had to read this stuff that you guys send in, you'd be angry. Nobody can make this into a happy podcast, this shit that I got to go through. When I get, you know, these jokes in here that people are trying to, you know, trying to crack on Facebook. Yeah, a 54-year-old woman put this on Facebook. And you tell me, I don't care, the nicest person in the world would get angry at this. I guess this was right when the football playoffs were starting in January. She put on Facebook, our Rodgers, he's the quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, at the Green Bay Packers. It's about the Packers. Our Rodgers, who art in Lambeau, hallowed be thy arm. Thy bowl will come, it will be won in Tampa as it is in Lambeau. Give us this Sunday our weekly win, oof, and give us many touchdown passes, but do not let others pass against us. Lead us not into frustration, but deliver us from the valley of the sun. For thine is the MVP, the best of the NFC, and the glory of the Cheeseheads, now and forever. Go get them, amen, and go Pack, go. And that you were on the bottom. Borrow from someone else, LOL. No one laughed when you wrote borrowed from someone else. You didn't have to put LOL at the end of that. But yes, so that you tell me how you cannot be angry at something like that. And how did that work out? Your prayer to the Lord that you wanted the Packers to win the Super Bowl in Tampa this year, this past year, when it was the Bucks against the Chiefs. And Tampa won a Super Bowl and Tom Brady won another one. It didn't really work out, your prayer. So maybe prayers don't work. Maybe prayers that you change the words because you want your football team. Maybe there's more important things in life. But you want to do your stupid Aaron Rodgers, who art in Lambeau, how will be thy arm? Yuck. So, Lucas, getting back to me being an old, angry curmudgeon, that's why. If no one would have sent this to me and I would have just had a normal life, if I would just work, you know, if I was selling insurance in a cubicle, I probably wouldn't be this angry. I'd be like, all right, I fucking hate this job or whatever. And then I'd just come home, I'd eat dinner, I'd watch a movie, then go to fucking sleep. But I'm not complaining because I love it and it's fucking material for the podcast. If it wasn't for you fuckers sending this stuff in, I'd have nothing. So thank you for sending it in. The Packers didn't win the Super Bowl. They choked once again. They're not going to win one. Aaron Rodgers is probably the last year in Green Bay, and he's going to demand the trade. He's going to be out of there. And then the Packers are fucked. You guys treated that guy like shit. He's probably the best quarterback in football, and you keep fucking with him. Drafting other quarterbacks that are never going to play. Nobody for the offense, for the team. You keep going defense. Don't get him any people to throw to or any of that shit. So you're fucked. But yes, so anyway, getting back to, I got to deal with these fucking dumb jokes. All right. Awful Facebook posts. This happened a while ago. You know, sometimes it takes me a while to get to these emails. I get a barrage of them constantly. I put them in a folder and then I try to go through them, but some get lost in the mix. So it takes a little while to get to them. But I guess this is when some fires were going on in the Pacific Northwest. Angela sent this one in. Hey, you said, so this woman posts, does anyone know if there's any fires around the Rattlesnake Lake? I'm eloping on Saturday there and not sure if there's fire around there or not. So she's like, Jim, how sad is my life that when I'm annoyed with Facebook idiots, I think about when you respond, what your response might be. The Pacific Northwest is currently in the midst of a massive wildfires, but this cunt is concerned about wanting to elope this weekend. I imagine so she can have the perfect pictures for social media with killer hashtags like hashtag finally a missus and hashtag blessed. I hope she's cheating on him already. Hope he's cheating on her already. I had to include one of her twatty responses to someone encourage her not to. So that woman posted that, and then someone goes, please consider somewhere that is not around an area where you may be in the way of not only danger, but of first responders and locals that may need to evacuate or otherwise stretched thin with resources. There are many beautiful spots and parks near or in cities you could go to. And another one's like, please stay home. This is great because now they're just, they're trying to be nice, but they're telling it, don't. All right. People are losing their homes. Fires are everywhere. And this other woman's like, stay home. I understand how much this hurts you to hear, as my wedding plans were also canceled this year. But we need to be doing our part to keep the roadways clear for emergency services and essential personnel during this time. And then, of course, the woman has to respond, I appreciate your input, but I have already canceled twice this year, and I'm not about to cancel again. If there's fire around where I had planned, then I will just elope somewhere else. I just need to know. And then a woman writes, but there is fire everywhere, essentially right now. How about you try getting married in your backyard then, you dumb bitch? She says it already got canceled twice, so maybe that's a sign then to call the whole thing off. You got to get married that quick. You got to, you know, you can't wait another time. What's the rush? It's a fucking piece of paper. It's not going to change your relationship. It's not going to do shit. You're already with the person. He's not going to go, all right, listen, if this gets canceled one more time, then we're breaking up and I'm leaving you. Sorry that, you know, this is still in September of 2020. A lot of shit going on in the world. You got the coronavirus and you got fires everywhere in the Pacific Northwest, but you still want to go to that park. I'm not waiting a third time to get married. This is ridiculous. Oof. You know, look, there's a lot of going on in this post if you think about it. First of all, one of the things you shouldn't be asking about your wedding is there a chance my fiance and I will be burned to death when we're reciting our vows? That's probably one you should consider. Like when I got married, it was like in a park outside. I didn't go, man, you know, there might be some fires around, but fuck it, let's go for it. If I knew there was fires around, like, yeah, it's probably not a good idea. We might want to go somewhere else. But this is our third time trying to elope. That's great. You know, when you elope, you just go and get married. That's the whole fucking point. Yeah, we're going to go down to... We're going downtown. We're just going to go to town hall and get an elope. Yeah, we just did it like that. And then we're going to go to Vegas, or we're going to go on a trip later. So if this is you're trying to elope, just fucking do it, all right? Otherwise, you're planning a wedding if you want people there. Who wants to get married at a place called Rattlesnake Lake? Like, that's... I'm not romantic, but that's probably the least romantic sounding place on earth. Where'd you get married? Rattlesnake on the beach in Hawaii. Wow, that's nice. Where'd you get married? Rattlesnake Lake? That's like getting married on Hemorrhoid Hill. Yeah, it was kind of cool. I know it's a weird name, but Hemorrhoid Hill, that's where the pictures are from. That's great. She's trying to get married either at a place where, you know, she'll either get third-degree burns or bitten by a poisonous snake. Why doesn't she check herself? Why is she writing online? She wants everyone to congratulate. Oh, my God, I can't believe you had to cancel it twice. Good luck. I'm so happy for you. When you could just go research it yourself. Okay, don't you think maybe if you're going to get married at Rattlesnake Lake, you might want to drive out there and see what's going on with the fires instead of posting it on your Facebook page? But hey, let me get some attention. I tried to get Elope already twice. It got canceled. So this is the third time. So I want people to feel bad for me and also people to congratulate me that I'm getting married. People are going to write, congratulations. Awesome. Is that going to make you feel better in the comment section? I'm eloping this weekend at Rattlesnake Lake. Congratulations. So happy for you. You two are great. How good is that going to make you feel? Real good? Is it going to put you over the top? Is it going to put you in a good mood for a week? I don't think so. You're going to read that. Yeah, thanks. Congratulations. What does that do for you? Does it feed your ego enough? Just curious. I'm not sure what's going on with you. April sent this one. It is another Facebook joke I forgot to get to. It says, I just ordered a life alert bracelet, so if I get a life, I'll be notified immediately. I don't know. I don't know what to say to this. I don't know what someone would prompt someone to go, I just ordered a life alert bracelet, so if I get a life, I'll be notified immediately. Did you gain any more friends? Did you have 402 friends on Facebook, and now you have 404 because of your joke? That's so far what we got, so right, on Facebook. We got a woman that was risking, you know, with these wildfires, she still wanted to go through and get married in Rattlesnake Lake through fucking, you know, paramedics, fucking fire trucks, everything else going down, people losing their homes, everything that's in there, all their belongings. She don't give a shit because she's eloping no matter what. She already tried twice, yet it didn't work out. And then you got the 54-year-old woman on Facebook with her play, with a little poem of the Packers trying to win the Super Bowl and praying that Aaron Rodgers goes to Tampa and wins, and they didn't. A little play on the, you know, Our Father who art in heaven, you know, that one. Yeah, great. And then you got this woman. I got the life alert bracelet. When I get a life, I'll get notified. Ha ha. Facebook is really doing wonders for people. It really is educating people. People are getting smart. A lot of good stuff going on over there on Facebook. I don't know why people are dropping out like flies. I don't know why people are leaving. They're not going on there anymore. They're deleting their Facebook. I don't know why. I mean, look what's going. Look what you guys are missing if you're not on it anymore. I would rejoin if I were you. Because there's some good shit out there. There's some good, fun jokes. Good, fun, clean jokes you might want to tell at the office. April sends in another one. She's great. She finds this stuff. I'm glad it annoys her too. So this woman posted a big poster board on Facebook. And it was, I guess it was her father's 65th birthday. So, of course, she had to take a picture of it because She couldn't just give it to her father. So it's a big poster board, and she wrote in black magic marker, turning 65 is nothing to, and then they put, she put candy bars, taped candy bars on the poster board to make some jokes about the father turning 65 years old. So there's a candy bars glued to this poster board, a Snickers, Twix, Nestle's Crunch, Butterfinger, whatchamacallit, Tic Tacs, hot tamales, Mounds, extra gum. So her little thing, I guess she puts on that fucking, what is that, Etsy garbage? You can find me on Etsy. I'd rather find you dead in a ditch. Yeah, turning 65 is nothing to snicker about. And she put the Snicker bar, taped it right there. Your mind will play Twix on you with the Twix bar. Your joints will begin to crunch with the Nestle's Crunch. You will have Butterfingers. Your whatchamacallit won't work. You'll be popping pills like Tic Tacs. You will take numerous, I don't even know what freaking candy bar that one is. You'll have mounds of fun. A hot tamale like you deserves some extra attention on your birthday. So they taped the Tic Tacs, the Butterfinger, the Nestle's Crunch, all on a poster board. And of course, you know, you want a kid in school to make a project like this for his grandfather's 65th birthday. That's fine. Not an adult woman. You're a child if you're doing this. And you're only doing it to show everybody how creative you are. So you had to take a picture of it and post it. You know, if you wanted to, if you made this for your father and you wanted to take a picture of it to remind him, and then maybe show your friends when they come over, that's fine. But you did this just so everybody that follows you, wherever you posted this, will see this and give you a pat on the back. That's amazing. How creative. Oh, my God, this is awesome. How did you think of something like this? That's why she did it. And she wants to let him know he's turning 65. So all of a sudden, you know, your joints are going to begin to crunch. Because I guess at 64, they didn't crunch. Only at 65, his joints are going to crunch. And his whatchamacall is not going to work anymore. So his own daughter is thinking about the father's penis, that it's not going to work anymore. That's what's on her mind. Let me see. If I get a whatchamacall, okay, his dick's not going to work because he's 65. So, yeah, that's perfect. I think his dick doesn't work, does it? I mean, I don't know. Maybe. That's just weird. But just imagine the amount of free time someone has to make this piece of shit. That's what it is. First, they have to come up with this dumb speech. Then they got to go to the store, buy all these candy bars, then go to Staples and buy the poster board. Then he had to come back home, write it all down on the poster board, and then glue the candy bars onto it. The person who made this poster should give like a talk on how to completely waste a whole fucking afternoon. Yeah, you want to bide some time? You're not sure what to do? Why don't you do this? You know, and that's what a 65-year-old needs, you know, a dozen candy bars. Yeah, happy birthday. Happy birthday, Pop. I'd like to put you in a diabetic coma. Keep eating these fucking candy bars. Is there anything somebody turning 65 would like hearing more than how now your joints are going to hurt, your dick isn't going to work, and you're going to have to piss all the time, and you're going to have no energy? Why don't you just make this a suicide note? Say, your life is over. You're 65, your life is over. You know, but what this basically says is, look, happy birthday, and here's some of the ways your life is going to suck now. Why don't you just go to Spencer's and get him a fucking gag gift? Oh, you're old now. Here's whatever. Here's something for your back. Here's for your eyesight. Here's some big glasses so you could see. And you know that the 65-year-old man wasn't impressed by the sign. He'd much rather get a new golf shirt. So he has to pretend to like it and go, oh, wow, this is really creative, thanks. Can I take one of these bars off? I'm hungry. You know, that's what he might say. Oh, I haven't ate a Snickers bar since 1974. I didn't know they still made them. Can I take one of these bars off? I'm hungry. You know, and you know she's going to go, no, no, no. We have to take a picture first so we can post them on social media. So people that follow us can also tell us we did a great job. Because we didn't just make this for you, Dad, to like it. We did it for our followers, too. And I'm going to try to sell it on fucking Etsy. Yeek. Isn't there another one besides that one, too? What is that where people do arts and crafts and then put it up on their page and try to sell that shit? Who the fuck wants to buy it? Oh, yeah, this woman makes great bows that lives in Akron, Ohio. You got to go to her Etsy page. I'd rather not. I'd rather go to her funeral. I don't even know her. And I don't like going to funerals. I'd rather go there than go to her fucking Etsy page to look at her bows. Yeah, you go do it. That's great. Take a picture. Make sure. Make sure you got to brag about it. Because if you don't brag about it, then what are you doing it for? What do you spend all that time for? Really? You imagine how offended that person that posted that would be if someone wrote in the comment section, this is stupid. Why did you waste your time doing this? This is something a sixth grader should have done for a project in class. Oh, did you get your feelings hurt? Sorry. So you wanted all pats on the back. You thought it was going to all go your way. Well, it didn't. Just like when I try a joke on stage and it doesn't work, or half the crowd likes it and half the crowd hates it. Sorry, it didn't go my way. All right, I'll move on. I'll get over it. And I'll go fucking cry in a corner. And I'll go, come on. Sir, how did you not laugh at that? Sherry sent this in. It wasn't a Facebook post, but she said, hey, Jim, I've been meaning to send this to you. My friend Tony reminds me so much of you. And this was his Facebook post. You'll appreciate it. So it actually is a Facebook post. It was when the Grammys were going on that night, and the guy just wrote, and the Grammy goes to, who gives a fuck? Exactly. That's great that guy thinks like that. I'm sure he got banned from Facebook. I'm sure someone reported on why you're so angry. The Grammys is fun. What's your problem? Oh, someone woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Oof. When somebody says that, somebody woke up on the wrong side of the bed. What does that mean? Like if you're that superstitious and you usually get out of the bed to the right of the bed, you sleep on the right-hand side, you get out on the right, but then all of a sudden you were rolling around your bed and you wound up on the left side of the bed and you got out of the left side of the bed and you had a bad day and you remember that, oh man, I'm superstitious. I got to make sure I'm on the right side. Wouldn't you know that? To get out of the right side of the bed every day because you're going to have a bad day if you get out of the other side? What the fuck does that mean? Somebody woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Yeah, you. You did. Not me. What do we got next here? These dumb Facebook posts. Oh, before I forgot in the beginning, things that never happened. I found 40. Someone sent them to me. Thank you from where they were, wherever they were, about four different white women, guilty white women, preaching. First of all, letting everyone know the kid is smart, and then preaching about, you know, wearing a mask. Someone gathered four of them and sent them, and thank you. for guilty white women, want to let everybody know I'm doing my part. Four lies from four different guilty white women. Here's one. I've taught my 10-year-old, who understands this perfectly, to respond to, "Why are you wearing a mask at the park?" question with, "To protect you in case I'm carrying the virus." He gets odd looks, but he is making a great point. Really? That's what a 10-year-old is saying? That's what he's saying, to protect you in case I'm carrying a virus? Is he really saying that? First of all, she really shouldn't be bragging that a 10-year-old understands what the mask is supposed to be doing. It's not that complicated. It's not fucking advanced calculus. If a 10-year-old didn't understand that something in front of your mouth blocks shit that's coming out, then something's wrong with that kid. He needs to be evaluated. He needs to be put in a special class with like three other kids. He needs to be wearing a helmet, is what I'm trying to say. Once this whole thing is over, like, this mom's going to have to think of something else to drill in her son to make him feel superior over other kids. You know she's going to be doing that. Meanwhile, this never even happened. The kid never said that. He says, "Yeah, my fucking pain in the ass mom makes me wear a mask outside. I know I'm 10. It's ridiculous, but whatever. Yeah, my mom makes me wear it. She tells me to keep it on or I have to go home." That's what he's saying under that mask. But you know, once this is over, now that her next post in, 2 years, I taught my son, if someone ever complains in the middle of summer that it's a hot day, just tell him because it's because of climate change. And the kid be like, "Yeah, but mom, isn't summer supposed to be hot?" Oh, just shut up and tell him it's climate change and you're concerned about the environment. It's unbelievable. He gets odd looks, but he's making a great point, this woman puts in there. It's a perfect example of how these people write this shit to make themselves look good. You know, she starts a post saying that she taught her son to say that. Then she says that he is making a great point. You're the one, let's just say this happened. You're the one go, "This is exactly what you say. You got it. Repeat it. You got it. Repeat it." So you taught him that. He's not making a great point. So it's your point that's great. It has nothing to do with the fucking son. But it's funny how she sees those odd looks he's getting. Yeah, they must be playing right in front of her in the park for her to see that. A 10-year-old wouldn't give you an odd look if you said that. "Yeah, I'm trying not to give you the virus." He'd be like, "All right, whatever. Just throw me the fucking ball." That's what a 10-year-old would do. You think he would give you an odd look? He'd go, "Okay, whatever. Yeah, throw it. Hurry up." But you're wonderful. You're doing God's work. Now, here's another guilty white woman. "I overheard my 9-year-old son." Did you overhear him? What do you mean you overheard him? Where were you? Were you eavesdropping? You sure you overheard him? Because I think you're lying already before I even get to it. You're full of shit. You made this up, and you pretended you heard this amazing dialogue between your son and somebody else about how you should really wear a mask to save other lives. That's what you're doing here. She writes, "I overheard my 9-year-old son tell a kid, 'I can't play with you without a mask.' And the kid said, 'My mom says it is okay outside.' And mine said, 'Yeah, but your mom is not a doctor.' Right? Mask up, buddy. I was so proud." Oof. That term "mask up" makes my skin crawl. It really does. Mask up. Come on, mask up. Fuck off. You want mask up? How about fuck off? How about that? And mask up. Did you put your mask on? It's 3 seconds longer.
Mask up, everybody. Yay. Isn't it amazing how this woman overheard her amazing 9-year-old son say, "I can't play with you without a mask"? And the kid said, "Well, my mom said it's okay outside." But her kid said, "Yeah, but is your mom a doctor?" "No. Mask up, buddy." I was so proud. Were you proud, or were you just feel like a fucking liar? Which one was it? So is your mother a doctor? No? Then mask up, buddy. So you're proud that your son talks like a wise-ass character from a shitty sitcom? Because that's what the wise-ass neighbor that comes into the scene would say. Or whoever is the wise-ass on the show, right, with the fucking sarcastic remarks, right? But you're 9-year-old. Now mask up, buddy. Is your mom a doctor? No. Then mask up, buddy. That's what a 9-year-old would say. I know what your mom is, a fucking liar. This never happened. You didn't overhear it. You're full of shit. But it's okay. That's fine. You know, this mom lets her kid get close enough to another kid who's not wearing a mask to have a conversation. Sounds like she's a pretty shitty mother, don't you think? If she's that afraid that, you know, hey, if you're going to be outside and you want to play with a kid, he has to put his mask on too. You let him that close to someone? But you overheard it. I remember. That's right. I forgot. You overheard what was going on. His guilty white woman number 3. Last summer, my 3.5-year-old stared at a man on the bus and very loudly asked him why he wasn't wearing a mask. The man looked at me to help. I remained silent. He tried to give an answer, then just threw his hands up in the air and put on the mask. So you're telling me a 3.5-year-old confronted another man, a grown man on a bus, and very loudly, didn't whisper it, very loudly, asked him why he wasn't wearing a mask. The man looked at you going, "Hey, you know, can you calm your 3.5-year-old down?" But I remained silent. I'm going to let my 3.5-year-old take it up with this stranger that might have a gun on him, might have a knife. People are crazy. People are, you know, fucked up over what's going on. But that's all right. I'm going to let my 3.5-year-old yell at some stranger on a bus, which, you know, you're on a bus. Somebody easily could be holding a knife, could have a gun. They don't get screened. There's no fucking metal detector when you get on. Or could just punch your 3.5-year-old in the head. But you're okay with it. You're going to remain silent as she berates this grown man on why he's not wearing a mask. But when the man looked at her, she remained silent. He tried to give an answer. Then he just threw his hands up in the air and put the mask on. What kind of answer was he trying to tell a 3.5-year-old? "Hey, listen, I already got the coronavirus, so I don't need to wear a mask. So I got the antibodies, so I'm good for another 6 to 9 months. Hey, it was over the summer, so you probably didn't get the vaccine. Hey, listen, you know, I'm not wearing a mask. I don't believe in masks, so fuck off." What was he trying to explain to his 3.5-year-old? And then you're telling me the guy was trying to explain himself, but he couldn't get it out. So he just threw his arms in the air, goes, "All right, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to wear a mask." I thought you're supposed to teach your kids not to talk to strangers. Doesn't this sound pretty irresponsible? And right in front of you, mom of the year. Look, if a guy like this has decided he's not going to wear a mask, a toddler asking him isn't going to make him suddenly change his mind. It's not going to go, "You know what? Even though I've been watching the news and I did my own research and shit like that, all right, this 3.5-year-old told me to wear it, so I'll wear it." But according to her, a grown adult
couldn't think of something to say to a 3.5-year-old. How about, hey, none of your fucking business, kid. That would have done it. But I remain silent. Hey, Mom, great way. Great way to leave your kid hanging. You know, it might have been nice if you would have backed her up after she confronted the adult. Now she's always going to think, if I say something, my mother's not going to say anything back. If the guy started beating her, would you just remain silent? Would you just sit there? Hey, you started it. Sorry. You annoyed him. Not my problem. But you're wonderful. Your 3.5-year-old is questioning somebody that doesn't even know. Like, they're really looking around going, that one's not wearing a mask. Look at that person over there. Doesn't have it over his nose. Mom, what's going on? Now, here's guilty white woman number 4. When we're in Target and my 5-year-old sees people without a mask, she says loudly, another one loudly. I see she probably got this one from this woman. So she put loudly in there too, because the 3.5-year-old was loudly in her berating that grown man not wearing a mask. So this one, she's going, all right, I'll take that word. I'll just change around a little bit. Instead of being on the bus, now we're in Target. I'll go to Target. She'll still say it's loudly and people won't think that I stole it. So when we were in Target and my 5-year-old sees people without a mask, she says loudly, Mommy, why doesn't that person care about other people? Did she say that? Did she really say that? Why don't they care about other people? Shouldn't mommy be saying loudly, hey, it's not polite to talk about other people? Shouldn't mommy be teaching her that? But she puts loudly in there, just like the girl on the bus. And the woman who posted this has the word author in her Twitter name. So you know that means she wants to write a book but never has. So instead, now she writes bullshit fiction like this on Twitter. Maybe this is what that woman wishes her daughter was saying in Target. But what the kid was actually doing was having a fit and screaming at her mother to take her to the toy section of the store. A 5-year-old wanted to go see where the dolls were and let's go where the toys are. She didn't want to be by the paper towels. She didn't want to be buying fucking TV dinners from Target. She didn't want you to be looking at the swimwear, the new bathing suits they have out, or the new short sleeve shirts you might be able to wear, the tank tops with the funny sayings, drink wine, be fine, whatever the fuck you want to buy. Oh, this will be cute to wear at the beach. No, it won't. No, it won't. But that's great. You are just, all you women out there, you guilty white women, keep propping up your kids. They're on mask patrol. They're looking around. They're on buses. They're in Target. They're everywhere. They're in the park. Who's not wearing a mask? What's going on? I can't play with you. Get the fuck out of here. Because you know kids are dropping like flies. They're dropping like flies. We know that. Chris sends this in. Jim, what is the point of this post by a 43-year-old man? It's good that they put the age in there because it really just shows you what's wrong with people. Like, if this guy was 21, 22, I'd understand this next post, but he's a 43-year-old man. And it looks like he's got his wife in the picture. He's got another woman in the picture with him. In his profile picture, he has to, you know, let everyone know that's his. Maybe she did it to make sure he doesn't cheat. Hey, we're still together. But sorry about that. He writes, I just stopped by the 24-hour fitness facility in my town where I currently live, and I love it. I have an active account at another location that I haven't used in forever, so I might as well get back into this right away. I'm going to transform y'all into one big scary mother. And then he puts in parentheses, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. A 43-year-old man wants to let everybody know that he plans on going to the gym again. What would you like me to do with this, sir? Should I let everyone I know that some guy that I'm friends with on Facebook is going to start to work out again? That's what you're telling everyone. Imagine telling your other friends who are friends with this guy, hey, did you see Timmy's post on Facebook? No. Oh, man, don't tell me his mom's sick again. No, he's going to start going back to the gym. That's what he's going to do. Yeah, he just said he's going to start working out again. He's going to get big. But he's going to shut your mouth. M-O-U-F. He's referencing, he's referencing the song Shaft. But I have a feeling that a reference to a 50-year-old song is going to go over the heads of most people. If you're going to reference a song lyric, maybe it shouldn't be older than you are. You're a 43-year-old man. Shut your mouth. How is working out going to make him scary? I'm going to be a scary mother. Hey, shut your mouth. Is lifting weights going to make him grow fangs and claws? Is that going to make, that would make him look scary, right? He's walking around with fangs and claws like, what the fuck's going on with that guy? Is anyone going to be working out in that gym, seeing that guy in the corner, go, look at that guy over there by the free weights. He's curling 25-pound dumbbells. Stay away. He's scary. How different is this new gym from his old gym? You know, he went to the new old gym, but now he's going to go to the new gym, and I'm going to go back in. Are most gyms pretty much the same? They got weights, machines, bikes. Pretty much the same shit you see in every gym. They might have a steam room or a sauna that might be extra, but other than that, it's the same shit. A bunch of plates, a bunch of dumbbells, some fucking mats to do sit-ups on. Why is this one going to make him start working out again and become a big, scary motherfucker? It's not. He's going to go every day for a month or so, and then just like the old gym, he'll start making excuses for not going, and soon he'll stop completely and stay in the same out-of-shape douchebag he's always been. And then he's going to go, yeah, I worked out, but, you know, I pulled a muscle in my back. It sucks getting older. So I had to lay low for a while, and then I didn't renew my membership. You're a 43-year-old man. Nobody gives a fuck what you lift, if you worked out or not, and nobody's going to fucking pat you on the back because you decided to go back and exercise, you motherfucker. Shut your mouth. Yuck. Fucking yuck.